This speaker comes from Australia and talks quite a bit about the fact that she feels she's not typical of the Australian accent, and it's certainly a lot calmer and more open and more neutral perhaps than some of the other recordings on Madea. Have a listen though to the O sound, that O, which gives away the Australian roots, and also the slightly upward intonation pattern and the twang quality of the voice that also pinpoints to an Australian origin.
Madea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was the daughter of King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she would no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lured Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting, but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason, betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus Peleus's palace, more passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh yes, the father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, the glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband, lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself, rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. I think my accent isn't typical of an Australian accent. In Australia, I often get asked what part of England I'm from, but my family is Australian. I was born in Canberra, and I think the accent in Canberra is a bit softer. Whereas then I moved to Newcastle, which is about an hour and a half north of Sydney, and they've got much stronger accents there, I think, because it's an industrial town, so it's slightly different. And I think also, you know, the voice training through all the acting has changed my voice. But when I was younger, it was much stronger. I don't know. I don't really know what else to say. I mean, I also lived in Melbourne. And the only thing I noticed in Melbourne that's different to the way I talk is that they say castle instead of castle. I say castle. So they say Newcastle instead of Newcastle. And instead of saying Melbourne, they say Malbourne. It's more like an A, I suppose. But honestly, living in Australia all my life, I can't hear different accents. I can just hear that some people, you know, sound their accents a bit stronger, I suppose. But unlike England, where everyone seems to have a different accent, we don't really have that in Australia.